The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? PetersofKensington.com.au.
You know, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Are we saying that there's a likelihood that mass killings have been averted?
Yes. You know, the idea is if you hear something, say something. It works. You know, we have for a long time had the slogan in New York and its environs, if you see something, say something. Because people, if there's a package left unattended, somebody will see it and say something. Police will come and check it out. In the past, people have reported to officials of some sort or another, or to authorities, that they heard somebody say something about they might want to shoot up a church or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they've chalked it up to just people talking.
Mm-hmm.
Now they don't do that. Now they're listening. They're actually taking some action. They're going to go check it out. In Indiana, we have two different cases. In Indiana, authorities have arrested a man, Thomas McVicker. He's a 38-year-old truck driver, allegedly threatened to shoot up a church in Memphis, Tennessee. He said people in the church put spiritual snakes and spiders in his bed at night. And obviously, he's got a problem. He had only seen them, he said, do it one time, but often felt the snakes and the spiders were on him. He planned to shoot up the church and slit the pastor's throat. He told a friend about the plan. The friend called the police. Police came and got him. In California, Rodolfo Montoya is the 37-year-old, very disgruntled chef at a Marriott hotel in Long Beach, California. He was arrested after he told a co-worker that he was going to shoot up everybody in the establishment. The co-worker called the police. Police came and got him. They took it to be a real threat after talking to both of them. And they both went to jail.
Hmm,
so I think they may have saved some lives.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, why would the Obamas, my God, I don't know where they get 25 to 14 million from, by the way. You don't get paid a lot for being the president of the United States. Donald Trump doesn't get paid at all. But why would they buy a place at Martha's Vineyard, which is an island?
Well, Martha's Vineyard is one of the most she places in America, and they've got the money because, he's worth about, they figure they're worth, the two of them, about $135 million, which is a long way to go from, a community organizer with pennies in Chicago until today, On the other hand, keep in mind, Michelle gets $225,000 to make a speech. They both made millions on book deals. There's a Netflix documentary coming up that I understand they paid tens of millions of dollars to former President Obama. It's an attack piece on Trump. It is, they're going to put it out during the election campaign.
All right, Harley. Oh, dear. Good to be a failure.